nations. Let not henceforward a man of you without order first obtain from me so much as show his head over the wall of the town of Mansoul. You have now heard me. Do as I have commanded, and you shall cause me that I dwell securely with you, and that I take care, as for myself, so for your safety and honor also. Farewell. Now were the townsmen strangely altered. They were as men stricken with a panic fear. They ran to and fro through the streets of the town of Mansoul, crying, "Help! Help! The men that turn the world upside down are come hither also." Nor could any of them be quiet after, but still, as men bereft of wit, they cried out, "The destroyers of our peace and people are come." This went down with Diabolus. "Ah," quoth he to himself, "this I like well. Now it is as I would have it. Now you show your obedience to your prince. Hold you but here, and then let them take the town if they can." Well, before the king's forces had sat before Mansoul 3 days, Captain Bonnier just commanded his trumpeter to go down to Eargate, and there in the name of the great Shaddai to summon Mansoul to give audience to the message that he, in his master's name, was to them commanded to deliver. So the trumpeter, whose name was "Take Heed What You Hear," went up, as he was commanded, to Eargate, and there sounded his trumpet for a hearing. But there was none that appeared that gave answer or regard, for so had Diabolus commanded. So the trumpeter returned to his captain and told him what he had done, and also how he had sped, whereat the captain was grieved, but bid the trumpeter go to his tent. Again Captain Bonnier just sendeth his trumpeter to Eargate, to sound as before for a hearing, but they again kept close, came not out, nor would they give him an answer, so observant were they of the command of Diabolus their king. Then the captains and other field officers called a council of war to consider what further was to be done for the gaining of the town of Mansoul, and after some close and thorough debate upon the contents of their commissions, they concluded yet to give to the town, by the hand of the forenamed trumpeter, another summons to hear. "But if that shall be refused," said they, "and that the town shall stand it out still," then they determined, and bid the trumpeter tell them so, that they would endeavor, by what means they could, to compel them by force to the obedience of their king. So Captain Bonnergis commanded his trumpeter to go up to Eargate again, and in the name of the great King Shaddai, to give it a very loud summons to come down without delay to Eargate, there to give audience to the king's most noble captains. So the trumpeter went and did as he was commanded. He went up to Eargate and sounded his trumpet, and gave a third summons to Mansoul. He said, moreover, that if this they should still refuse to do, the captains of his prince would with might come down upon them, and endeavor to reduce them to their obedience by force. Then stood up my lord Will-be-will, who was the governor of the town. This Will-be-will was that apostate of whom mention was made before, and the keeper of the gates of Mansoul. He, therefore, with big and ruffling words, demanded of the trumpeter who he was, whence he came, and what was the cause of his making so hideous a noise at the gate, and speaking such insufferable words against the town of Mansoul. The trumpeter answered, "I am servant to the most noble captain, Captain Bonnergis, general of the forces of the great King Shaddai, against whom both myself, with the whole town of Mansoul, have rebelled, and lift up the heel. And my master, the captain, hath a special message to this town, and to thee, as a member thereof, the which, if you of Mansoul shall peaceably hear, so, and if not, you must take what follows." Then said the Lord Will-be-will, "I will carry thy words to my lord, and will know what he will say." But the trumpeter soon replied, saying, "Our message is not to the giant Diabolus, but to the miserable town of Mansoul. Nor shall we at all regard what answer by him is made, nor yet by any for him. We are sent to this town to recover it from under his cruel tyranny and to persuade it to submit, as in former times it did, to the most excellent King Shaddai. Then said the Lord, will be will. I will do your errand to the town. The trumpeter then replied, Sir, do not deceive us, lest in so doing you deceive yourselves much more. He added, moreover, For we are resolved, if in peaceable manner you do not submit yourself, then to make a war upon you and to bring you under force. And of the truth of what I now say, this shall be a sign unto you. You shall see the black flag with its hot, burning thunderbolts set upon the mount tomorrow as a token of defiance against your prince and of our resolutions to reduce you to your lord and rightful king. So the said Lord will be will returned from off the wall, and the trumpeter came into the camp. When the trumpeter was come into the camp, the captains and officers of the mighty King Shaddai came together to know if he had obtained a hearing, and what was the effect of his errand. So the trumpeter told, saying, When I had sounded my trumpet and had called aloud to the town for a hearing, my Lord will be will, the governor of the town, and he that hath charge of the gates, came up when he heard me sound. And looking over the wall, he asked me what I was, whence I came, and what was the cause of my making this noise. So I told him my errand, and by whose authority I brought it. Then said he, I will tell it to the governor and to Mansoul. And then I returned to my lords. Then said the brave Boanerges, Let us yet for a while lie still in our trenches and see what these rebels will do. Now when the time drew nigh that audience by Mansoul must be given to the brave Boanerges and his companions, it was commanded that all the men of war throughout the whole camp of Shaddai should as one man stand to their arms and make themselves ready, if the town of Mansoul shall hear, to receive it forthwith to mercy, but if not, to force a subjection. So the day being come, the trumpeters sounded, and that throughout the whole camp, that the men of war might be in readiness for that which then should be the work of the day. But when they that were in the town of Mansoul heard the sound of the trumpets throughout the camp of Shaddai, and thinking no other but that it must be in order to storm the corporation, they at first were put to great consternation of spirit. But after they a little were settled in, they also made what preparation they could for a war, if they did storm, else to secure themselves. Well, when the utmost time was come, Boanerges was resolved to hear their answer. Wherefore he sent out his trumpeter again to summons Mansoul to a hearing of the message that they had brought from Shaddai. So he went and sounded, and the townsmen came up, but made ear gate as sure as they could. Now when they were come up to the top of the wall, Captain Boanerges desired to see the Lord Mayor. But my Lord in credulity was then Lord Mayor, for he came in the room of my Lord Lustings. So incredulity came up and showed himself over the wall. But when the Captain Boanerges had set his eyes upon him, he cried out aloud, This is not he. Where is my Lord Understanding, the ancient Lord Mayor of the town of Mansoul? For to him I would deliver my message. Then said the giant, for Diabolus was also come down to the captain, Mr. Captain, you have by your boldness given to Mansoul at least 4 summonses to subject yourself to your king, by whose authority I know not, nor will I dispute that now. I ask, therefore, what is the reason of all this ado, or what would you be at if you knew yourselves? Then Captain Boanerges, whose were the black colors, and whose scutcheon was the 3 burning thunderbolts, taking no notice of the giant or of his speech, thus addressed himself to the town of Mansoul. Be it known unto you, O unhappy and rebellious Mansoul, that the most gracious king, the great King Shaddai, my master, hath sent me unto you with commission, And so he showed to the town his broad seal, to reduce you to his obedience. And he hath commanded me, in case you yield upon my summons, to carry it to you as if you were my friends or brethren. But he also hath bid that if, after summons to submit, you still stand out and rebel, we should endeavor to take you by force. Then stood forth Captain Conviction and said, his were the pale colors, and for a scutcheon he had the book of the law wide open, etc. Hear, O Mansoul, thou, O Mansoul, wast once famous for innocency, but now thou art degenerated into lies and deceit. Thou hast heard what my brother, the Captain Bonergis, hath said, and it is your wisdom and will be your happiness to stoop to and accept of conditions of peace and mercy when offered, especially when offered by one against whom thou hast rebelled, and one who is of power to tear thee in pieces. For so is Shaddai, our king. Nor, when he is angry, can anything stand before him. If you say you have not sinned, or act rebellion against our king, the whole of your doings since the day that you cast off his service, and there was the beginning of your sin, will sufficiently testify against you. What else means your hearkening to the tyrant, and your receiving him for your king? What means else your rejecting of the laws of Shaddai and your obeying of Diabolus? Yea, what means this your taking up of arms against and the shutting of your gates upon us, the faithful servants of your king? Be ruled, then, and accept of my brother's invitation, and overstand not the time of mercy, but agree with thine adversary quickly. Ah, Mansoul, suffer not thyself to be kept from mercy, and to be run into a thousand miseries by the flattering wiles of Diabolus. Perhaps that piece of deceit may attempt to make you believe that we seek our own profit in this our service. But know it is obedience to our king and love to your happiness that is the cause of this undertaking of ours. Again I say to thee, O Mansoul, consider if it be not amazing grace that Shaddai should so humble himself as he doth. Now he, by us, reasons with you, in a way of entreaty and sweet persuasions, that you would subject yourself to him. Has he that need of you that we are sure you have of him? No, no, but he is merciful, and will not that Mansoul should die, but turn to him and live. Then stood forth Captain Judgment, whose were the red colors, and for a scutcheon he had the burning fiery furnace. And he said, O ye the inhabitants of the town of Mansoul, that have lived so long in rebellion and acts of treason against the king Shaddai, know that we come not today to this place, to this manor, with our message of our own minds, or to revenge our own quarrel. It is the king, my master, that hath sent us, to reduce you to your obedience to him, the which, if you refuse in a peaceable way to yield, we have commission to compel you thereto. And never think of yourselves, nor yet suffer the tyrant Diabolus to persuade you to think, that our king, by his power, is not able to bring you down, and to lay you under his feet. For he is the former of all things, and if he touches the mountains, they smoke. Nor will the gate of the king's clemency stand always open, for the day that shall burn like an oven is before him. Yea, it hasteth greatly, it slumbereth not. O Mansoul, is it little in thine eyes that our king doth offer thee mercy, and that after so many provocations? Yea, he still holdeth out his golden scepter to thee, and will not yet suffer his gate to be shut against thee. Wilt thou provoke him to do it? If so, consider of what I say. To thee it is open no more forever. If thou sayest thou shalt not see him, yet judgment is before him. Therefore trust thou in him. Yea, because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Will he esteem thy riches? No, not gold, nor all the forces of strength. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, for he will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebukes with flames of fire. Therefore, O man's soul, take heed lest, after thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked, justice and judgment should take hold of thee. Now while the captain judgment was making this oration to the town of Mansoul, it was observed by some that Diabolus trembled. But he proceeded in his parable and said, O thou woeful town of Mansoul, wilt thou not yet set open thy gate to receive us, the deputies of thy king, and those that would rejoice to see thee live? Can thine heart endure, or can thy hands be strong, in the day that he shall deal in judgment with thee? I say, canst thou endure to be forced to drink, as one would drink sweet wine, the sea of wrath that our king hath prepared for Diabolus and his angels? Consider, betimes, consider. Then stood forth the fourth captain, the noble captain execution, and said, O town of Mansoul, once famous, but now like the fruitless bough, once the delight of the high ones, but now a den for Diabolus, hearken also to me, and to the words that I shall speak to thee in the name of the great Shaddai. Behold, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. Thou, O town of Mansoul, hast hitherto been this fruitless tree. Thou bearest naught but thorns and briars. Thy evil fruit bespeaks thee not to be a good tree. Thy grapes are grapes of gall. Thy clusters are bitter. Thou hast rebelled against thy king, and lo, we, the power and force of Shaddai, are the axe that is laid to thy root. What sayest thou? Wilt thou turn? I say again, tell me, before the first blow is given, wilt thou turn? Our axe must first be laid to thy root before it be laid at thy root. It must first be laid to thy root in a way of threatening before it is laid at thy root by way of execution. And between these two is required thy repentance, and this is all the time that thou hast. What wilt thou do? Wilt thou turn, or shall I smite? If I fetch my blow, Mansoul, down you go, for I have commission to lay my axe at as well as to thy roots, nor will anything but yielding to our king prevent doing of execution. What art thou fit for, O Mansoul, if mercy preventeth not, but to be hewn down and cast into the fire and burned? O Mansoul, patience and forbearance do not act forever. A year, or two, or three, they may. But if thou provoke by a 3 years' rebellion, and thou hast already done more than this, then what follows but, cut it down? Nay, after that thou shalt cut it down. And dost thou think that these are but threatenings, or that our king has not power to execute his words? O Mansoul, thou wilt find that in the words of our king, when they are by sinners made little or light of, there is not only threatening, but burning coals of fire. Thou hast been a cumber ground long already, and wilt thou continue so still? Thy sin has brought this army to thy walls, and shall it bring it in judgment to do execution into thy town? Thou hast heard what the captains have said, but as yet thou shuttest thy gates. Speak out, Mansoul. Wilt thou do so still, or wilt thou accept